Audio Gravity, 8th of September 2009. Good morning. Hope you're doing well wherever you are in the world. First link today is notify.me. Your content in real time. So you add a website and basically you can get real time updates where you want them. So you can get them via instant message, you get them via SMS, email, or you can download the application they've got. The site is very, very lightweight. There's not a lot on the front end of it, but that doesn't mean that the product's not good. I really like the fact that they've got everything that you need on the first page. You've got little buttons so that you can say that you're using it on the site. We've got a wiki if you've got questions or you can think of ways that you would like to have additional things in it. And they've got an API. So, I mean, it's really, really cool that they've, you know, put out a very simple but effective program, you know, very quickly. What's cool about it is that you can track certain sites for changes. So it might be design changes or, you know, a blog post has been updated and you can pretty much have it delivered anywhere you want. So that's notify.me. Next link today is I'm going to have to spell it because it doesn't make sense. JYOSEPH.com. It's a website that I stumbled across through Twitter, I think. It's a very, very simple laid out site. It's got recent photos at the top. It's got a recent mobile photos in the middle and then blog posts at the bottom. What I like about it is it's so simple that it loads ultra quick. And I don't know if it's custom or homebrew, but it feels that way. You've got this little bar at the bottom that stays there all the time. You've got blog, photos, my blog, tags, about, search. Dead simple, dead quick. And I just wanted to give him a shout out because I really like the fact that it was, you know, it looks custom and it looks like he spent time and sat down and gone, actually, this is how I expect it to look. Next link today is over on skipperyskip.com. Must get an award or at least 5 stars for the domain name. This is a guy called Jeffrey Stevenson, and he messes around with computer design and innovation. This guy has built probably about 25 custom-made computers. And what he does, he takes various everyday items or vintage items, either be it radios or, you know, picture frames or clocks, and he builds custom computers inside them. He makes clusters, so he makes, you know, computer with about 4 different hard drives and 4 different motherboards. Just go and have a look, slipperyskip.com. Fantastic stuff he's got on there. The one I like the most at the moment is the Pico cluster. He's used the Pico boards, which are these really tiny motherboards, and he's got 3 of them all connected up in this little tower, and he's got an Ethernet switch at the bottom, a power switch on the top, and he's put it in this box, this retro looking box with Stevenson written on the front of it. Epic. Just like, you know, it must be great to have a life where you can sit down and just hack together these things all the time. Next link today is fontcapture.com. No software required. All you need is a printer and a scanner, and it's free. Create your font now. So you can basically make a font from your own handwriting. This is very neat if you've got a website project that you're going to sort of do a grungy sort of, you know, sketched out design. Maybe you want to sign all your blog posts or get your friends who contribute guest blogs to sign, you know, have their little signature scanned in for the end of their blog post. Look pretty neat. Next link today is over on National Geographic. This is about this giant ocean trash vortex documented a world first. I've heard about this before. There's this big, massive plastic floating island in the middle of the ocean. And it's pretty much a free-floating dump, and it's twice the size of Texas. So, you know, this is not small. It's just that all this junk in the middle of the ocean, and because we don't see it, and because we don't get told about it, we don't think it exists, which is just typical human being sort of behavior. Oh, it's not near us, so therefore it's not a problem. And they've actually done a world first of documenting it. They've got a research system together called Seedplex, which is out there, you know, documenting what all this sort of stuff there and what's happening to the ocean because of it. And they're literally taking samples of fish out of the ocean and seeing what's going on. There's things like shells and mussels that are just getting attached to the sides of bottles and plastic bottles. It's just mad. It's just mad that we just have this stuff that's floating around there. We need to think of some proper way of sorting it out. And finally, the last link today is dupes. Web texting. Jupes is a web-based text messaging service that enables web texting, two-way communications from the web to any mobile phone in the US and Canada and back. Another one of those websites that thinks that America and Canada is the only country in the world. It's a pity that half of the nation only, you know, has never left the country, and probably half of them only have a passport. Hello, we're England, international, Europe over here. I would really like to see more sites acknowledge the fact that, you know, we are in a globalized world, and it'd be nice if you could offer the services to international. I realize there's a lot of other problems with SMS and carriers and stuff, but it looks like a really good little project. You've got two-way web texting, group messaging, text reminders, schedule messages. I'm still looking for that ultimate SMS solution. I've not been able to find one that works the way I want it. But that's it today. Jupes, web texting. I'll speak to you all tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.